One class has ended and another begins. But while most students at Marshall High School shuffle off to English or math, about 30 teenage boys are tackling a different subject, rape. They are all members of the Men of Strength Club, a weekly class designed to get young men talking about their role in stopping sexual violence.
We get into these hardcore issues where we start to challenge their perceptions of manhood and what they've been taught about how a man is supposed to be and how he's supposed to treat women.
Carlos Morales meets with the boys every week as part of his work at the Los Angeles Commission on Assaults Against Women.
For us, it's about primary prevention, getting there before the problem even starts. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the main reasons why we are starting this program with ninth graders, because they're at an age where they're starting to make those choices that are going to change the rest of their lives.
14 does seem a little young to start a dialogue about sex and violence, but statistics show that teens aged 16 to 19 are 3.5 times more likely than the general population to be victims of sexual assault. And chances are, the perpetrator is someone they know. Frank Blaney, who works with Morales on the Men of Strength Club, says the high crime rate among young people makes it all the more important to get their attention early.
Relationship violence is so predominant among teens. So if we can get it right when it started, before some of these habits start, that's the ideal place to do it.
But it isn't always easy to do. Morales and Blaney say they are fighting a barrage of ads, films, and music videos that contradict their message.
It permeates society so much, that whole idea that the dominant story, as they call it in the curriculum, that males are about power and aggression and, you know, and extreme violence.
But most of the boys do keep coming back. This is all Morales and Blaney need to keep repeating the message. As Morales sees it, these boys want to change the world into a better place for themselves and for the women in their lives. This is Megan Larson with Annenberg Radio News.